Hi, I'm Dermot McConkey of Best Practices Ireland. And regularly when we talk to businesses, we love to hear about new ideas. I'm in Blanchardstown and District Credit Union's offices, where they've just launched an initiative to support local communities and businesses in Dublin City post-COVID. I'm here today with Norma Riley, whose idea it was to launch this new initiative. So Norma, can you tell me all about it?
Thanks, Dermot. I suppose back at the beginning of the crisis of COVID-19, we were all hit so bad, and the credit union in particular all across Ireland were badly hit. I was asked for ideas on how to boost business at the end of the crisis. The crisis has brought the whole of Ireland together. COVID-19 knew no borders or boundaries, but the response of the Irish people in uniting against it brought communities together. The economy has taken such a shock that the ESRI believe it's going to be the worst recession since the Great Depression. I believe their approach should be, how do we as credit unions help kickstart the economy, and not how do we boost our credit union's business? How do we help get people back to work, and how do we get people to spend money? I believe we need to get the message out there that credit is a most important part of the economy, and that credit leads to an increase in spending, thus increasing income levels in the economy. And when we do this, the increased spending leads to an increase in demand, and in turn, an increase in jobs, and helps economic growth.
Thanks, Norris. It sounds like a great idea. Now, also with me here today is Martina Sheridan, who is a relationship manager with Blanchardstown and District Credit Union. And Martina, you're here a long time. Do you want to tell us about the three principles: stay local, borrow local, and spend local?
Thanks, Dermot. I've been a member of the credit union since childhood, and I'm working here for the last 26 years. So what I love about the credit union is the very personal service that we give to our members. You can become a member once you live or work in a certain area. It's called the common bond. So that builds an ethos of locality, and that there's a bigger, you're not just yourself, you're part of a bigger entity. You're helping your community. So we all save together, and from those savings we lend to each other. So we're not for profit, but for service.
Thanks, Martina. I suppose a lot of people don't actually know that the credit union are not for profit. So there are benefits to credit union loans, I presume, that are very different than banks, and we'll probably hear more about that. Also with me today is James Liston, who's business development with Capital Credit Union. And James, I suppose if I asked you, I know you've bought into the initiative and the idea and you think it's good. Can you tell me a bit about the borrow local? So we can borrow locally from our credit union, but what's the main advantages of all that for local people?
Thanks, Dermot. It's brilliant to be here today. And, you know, I think originally it's a fantastic scheme set up by Blanchardstown District Credit Union. And I know that between Capital and all the other credit unions involved, it's fantastic to be a part of, and especially now it's good to be putting money back and putting the focus back on the local economy as much as possible. So you mentioned a few of the benefits of a credit union loan. For example, we have like free loan protection insurance. Members can repay their loans early. There's very competitive interest rates, and they're just the original bits. But on top of that, I suppose, I read a great stat in the leaflet here that for every 10 euro you spend in the local economy, 40 euros generate, or for every 10 euro you spend locally, 40 euro goes back into the local economy. So that's really highlights of how if you spend local and borrow local, you'll keep the money local. Like, you know, we all like, we hire staff locally, we support local businesses if they're looking for finance, we borrow to our members who borrow from those businesses, and like that, then it's a, unlike a vicious cycle which the coronavirus has seen, this is a very positive cycle that, you know, is bringing more prosperity, bringing more money locally. And it's a good benchmark, and it kind of goes back to our roots. The credit union has always been focused on the community ethos and being stronger together. And I think by, you know, if we work together, everyone will achieve more as well going forward.
I remember as a kid, the early days, you could only borrow a certain amount.
Yeah.
And there was Father Murphy, the local parish priest, Mr. Gibson, the principal in the school, and maybe a local dignitary in the sporting world who decided whether you got your 350 euros to go to Benidorm on your holiday. I gather that's all changed now.
Yeah, that's changed rapidly. So, like, for example, Camir, that's the way we started out, and it's good, but we have developed rapidly as credit unions. We're still very focused on the community. We still only, you know, operate in our specific catchment areas and common bonds. But now, for example, the likes of Capital can lend up to 100,000 euro in personal lending.
Wow.
And do mortgages up to 300,000. And also, those decisions are made quickly. For example, members can apply with all the credit unions involved in this scheme online. They can apply for membership online. They can apply for their loans online. The turnaround also is quite fast. It could be 24 to 48 hours in most cases. And there is that real transparency, and there's a community ethos, which is extremely important, but there's also a new like level of professionalism that's built in over the past few decades that we can be your number one financial services provider.
And I suppose just to follow up on what James is saying there, I suppose when you're talking about the borrowing, I myself, my background is from retail banking, and I was in a high street bank for over 15 years, and lending would have been, you know, what I had done. And I suppose when I came to the credit union, first thing that, you know, really made me realise that, you know, credit union is actually where I always should have been rather than retail banking. It's a personal thing. So when we in the credit union make a loan approval, it's actually personal. We're making the decision. And it used to really frustrate me a lot when I was in the bank that I really wanted to help out a customer at the time. I'm not going to say customer now because it's members.
Very important.
Very important. Martina here, when I first joined Blanchardstown District Credit Union, used to come after me every time I'd say customer because it's member. But that just goes to show the passion that credit unions have, you know, for their members. But it used to really frustrate me in the bank when I really wanted to help somebody out and I wanted them to get a loan, but the computer said no. I would then have to refer that up to somebody faceless in head office. And, you know, vast majority of the time they were going to come back and they were going to agree with the computer and still say no. I used to have a lump in my throat having to go back to that customer and actually have to tell them, I'm sorry, I can't help you out. When I really thought that it was something that we should have been doing, but I had no control over it. So when I came to the credit union, it really made me feel empowered that I was actually able to help these people that I really thought we should have been able to help all along. So when a decision is being made about giving somebody a loan here in the credit union, it's a personal decision and it's not an automated decision. And I think that's the biggest difference between, you know, lending from a bank and lending from a credit union. It's personal.
I see what you mean. And typically loans would be for what? I mean, I know people they might think of home improvement loans mainly, but I gather you give loans for loads of different things.
We give loans for anything from your braces to helping out with Christmas expenses, to your new car, to your new extension, to, you know, your holiday, your wedding. You know, there's nothing there. We're here for all, you know, stages of people's lives, from, you know, when right through from being born right through to, you know, end of life. So we're here to cover everything for everybody.
And I suppose the last one we'd have to cover, maybe Martina, I'd come to you on this, the spend local. It's pretty obvious, I suppose. Obviously, if people spend, you see great merits in that. When we say spend local, what exactly are we saying here?
Well, Dermot, local businesses have been decimated. They've closed their businesses and maybe had to lay off dedicated staff. So now as businesses are reopening again on the 15th, we want to help kickstart the local economy and be part of the recovery. We encourage all our members to spend local. These businesses that people are now reopening need our support more than ever. They need us to come out and spend locally in their shops. When we spend locally, we are supporting the local employment. We've been accustomed to spending online, but we need to come out now and spend locally.
Well, that all makes sense, Martina. Norma, I suppose I put the last line back to you. You have a tagline for this whole initiative. And do you want to tell us about it?
I suppose 24 Dublin credit unions have come together. We've done this so that we can try and help drive the recovery in Ireland from within our own local communities. And we were doing that by encouraging people to stay local, borrow local and spend local. We're doing it as a team of credit unions. And the team is together, everyone achieves more.
I like that. That's a good one. You know, I heard about teams years ago that said, if you have a cord and I have a cord, we pull it, it could snap. But if you put all the cords together, you get a rope. And I suppose that's what you're doing here. And I think the sentiment of looking after people locally is fantastic. Obviously, you want them to support you too. And the great thing is that the loans from the credit union are very different than the loans from the bank. And you'll only find that out if you go in and talk to your local credit union. So at least go in and have a chat with them and see what's available. So for those of you listening today, thank you very much. I hope you got some ideas from that. And remember, stay local, borrow local, and spend local.